This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
The World Economic Forum is preparing for its annual summit in Davos, Switzerland, and in advance of that, the group has released a list of the biggest risks to the global economy. Lee Howell is a managing director with the World Economic Forum, and he joins us now from Geneva. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what are the top concerns for 2013 for the global economy?
Still the same, unfortunately. We surveyed over 1,000 experts worldwide, and we asked them to take a look at what they thought were the major global risks in terms of their likelihood and impact. And what's come up when we've seen it in the economic space is that the two top risks, global risks in terms of likelihood, are severe income disparity and concern over chronic fiscal imbalances, which were exactly the same results last year. Much of that deals with the related to the fact that these two issues are quite structural in nature, and it does take a lot of political leadership and capital to tackle these issues in a meaningful way. And obviously, we saw a lot of that in the Eurozone in Europe here this past year, and I think in the United States it's been the case as well most recently.
And I noticed something else on the list has to do with climate change.
Exactly. One of the things that we highlight in one of our scenarios or case studies is the fact that we haven't made any progress with respect to rising greenhouse gas emissions, and we're really failing to adapt to climate change. But the economic side means that if things go really bad on the environmental front, we don't really have as many resources to tap into to deal with this. And I think a case in point is in the United States post the Superstorm Sandy, where we really learned that not only do you need to be environmentally resilient, but there's a bit of economic resilience as well, because it's taken some time to really find the funds to really address some of the damages that still very much needed attention.
Do you get the sense that people listen to you? Are they reading this report? Are they taking your advice? Are they tackling these risks?
I think people, if they know something, it's in front of them, at least they have the opportunity to act. You know, I think nothing concentrates the mind more than this sort of fear, and I think it also can be in a positive way to motivate people and also explore new approaches that, you know, had been ignored up to now.
Lee Howell, Managing Director with the World Economic Forum, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.